Welcome to Discovering the Jewish Jesus. I'm Dustin Roberts, the outreach minister here on staff. And for the next half hour, I'll also be your host as Rabbi shares the mysteries of creation. One of the ways that people try to disprove God is by asking, where did God come from? And that's the topic and title of today's message. We're going to be diving into deep scriptures and looking at the book of Genesis, Exodus, Isaiah, and even John to answer that question. And we'll also discover why God is beyond being named. So join us right now as we go all the way back at the beginning to learn more about God's multidimensional nature. Here is Rabbi Schneider.
I'm excited to get into the first chapter of the book of Genesis. We call it in Hebrew Bereshit, the book of beginnings. We're going to be looking at the mystery of creation. I want to look at two separate aspects. First of all, I want to look at the nuts and bolts of creation. And then I want to establish in your heart the reason that Father God created you through Yeshua, His Son. Beloved ones, let's pray. Father God, in Yeshua's name, I ask you to penetrate the depths of our being with truth. Father, your word is truth. We ask to receive revelation now that we would better understand, Father, our purpose on earth in Jesus' name and for your glory. Father, we pray that the love of God would birth in our hearts in a greater dimension through the receiving of your word. Amen and amen. Once again, we're looking at two separate areas or categories. The first one is I want to go through several verses in the first chapter of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, and talk about some of the distinctive features of the creation process. And then we're going to look more specifically at verse 26 and 27 of chapter 1 to better understand why it is that the Lord created you and me. If you think about it, He created us for a very specific purpose. And if we're going to identify our purpose for life and our destiny, we're going to have to understand and comprehend why the Creator chose to birth us in the first place. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord, bless His name, abides forever. Let's go now together, Genesis chapter 1, Bereshit chapter 1. We're going to look there now in verses number 1 through 3. Hear the word of God. In the beginning, God, Elohim, created the heavens and the earth. I want to point out certain words here that we glance over and don't fully recognize some of what is intended here. Let's begin with the word beginning. In the beginning. We think of the beginning and we think of the beginning of creation. And I really want to stress to you, this word beginning is the beginning of creation. It's not the beginning of God. God has no beginning. He's unlimited. He's infinity. He has no starting point. This is what is so unique about God. That's why when the Lord first revealed himself to Moses in Exodus chapter 3 and Exodus chapter 6, Moses said to him at the burning bush, "Who should I say sent me? What's your name?" And the Father answered Moses and said, "I am that I am. I will be who I will be." In other words, he's beyond naming. Again, he's beyond fully knowing. The Lord said to Moses, "You can see my back, but you can't see my face." Don't misunderstand me, beloved church. We can know God, but there's always more of God. We'll always be discovering him. He's so far beyond us. He's so infinite that we can't fully ever grasp him. He's incomprehensible fully because he's God. He has always been. There's continuously new life bubbling out from him. He's always more. He's always more. And this concept of him always being more is connected to the term abundant life that Jesus used. Jesus said, I will give you life and I'll give it to you more abundantly. You see, when you were a child, life was so enthralling. It was such a journey. It was such an adventure when you were experiencing everything for the first time. When you saw God's creation for the first time, when you saw animals for the first time, when you saw the flowers and the sunset, when you had your first boyfriend or girlfriend, everything was new and you were just so caught up in the drama of life. But the older we got, right, we began to lose our sense of adventure. We began to lose our sense of wonder. But you see, what has happened, and the reason that as we age, we lose that sense of wonderment, is because we've seen it before. All the things that were so enthralling when we experienced them for the first time no longer captivate us the same way because, listen, they're no longer new. But God, He's always more, and therefore He's always new. I'm trying to help you understand. In the beginning, we're not talking about the very beginning, because God has no beginning. He is the creator. He is the cause that has no cause. It's impossible, as I've been sharing, for the human mind to grasp this. How God, how this infinite being could have always been, that He came from nowhere. But in the beginning means it's the beginning of our story. It's the beginning of the formation of the earth. It's the history of mankind. But once again, church, God has no beginning. I want you to be awed by God. I don't want you to ever lose your sense of wonderment as to who He is. He is so big, beloved. He's beyond religion. He is God. And so when the Lord said to Moses, when Moses said, "What is your name?" And God said, "I am who I am. I am that I am, and I will be whom I will be." What the Lord was saying to Moses is, I'm beyond naming. I'm beyond naming. You see, when we name something, when we name somebody, we put ourselves in a position of superiority over that thing that we've named. When a scientist discovers something, they name what they've discovered. God said to Adam, "Name the animals. I've given you dominion over them." And there's truth in the sense that we know Yeshua's name. We know the name Jesus. We know the name Yeshua. That was His name in the flesh, right? When He walked upon the earth 2,000 years ago. And we know that God revealed to Moses that His name was Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, often pronounced Yahweh. But the meaning of Yahweh is, I am who I am. I will be whom I will be. It's from the root word I am or I will be. And the unique thing about God's name, Yahweh, is that it's not a noun, but it's a verb. And the verb tense of Father's name, Yahweh, is the form of, listen, continuous, unfinished action. God is always more. He's always becoming. He's always, you know, there's just more and more and more and more and more and more and more of God. We can't just name Him and think that He's a static being. He's beyond that, beloved. He's beyond that. And I hope you're grasping this, because the scriptures tell us over and over again that we should be awed by God, that we should fear Him in the holy sense of the word. And when we realize that He's infinity, that He has no beginning or no end, that He's the Alpha and the Omega, He's always been, He always is, and He'll always be, we begin to get a sense of how big our Creator is. And realizing this in a deeper way, we begin to marvel and capture that sense of awe that our Creator wants us to live in before Him.
You're listening to Discovering the Jewish Jesus, and Rabbi will be right back, so please keep listening. Did you know that you can connect with Rabbi right on your phone? The Rabbi Schneider app is packed with resources, videos, and a daily devotional that are designed to help jumpstart your day. The Rabbi Schneider app is free, bringing you inspiration and encouragement 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. Simply search for Rabbi Schneider in your phone's app store and download the app today. Discovering the Jewish Jesus could not accomplish its mission without partners like you. Together, we are preparing men and women for the soon return of Jesus. So please stop by our website to give a one-time donation or to partner with us on a monthly basis. Through your simple act of generosity, you are making an impact. Go to discoveringthejewishjesus.com or call 800-777-7835. And now, with the conclusion of today's message, here is Rabbi Schneider.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. I want to focus now, church, on the Hebrew word in verse number 1 for God. Once again, we read, in the beginning, God. Now, the Hebrew word that's used here in the Torah, in the original text, is the word, listen now, Elohim. Elohim is the plural form of the word El, and the word El is God. It's interesting here that we find that God refers to himself, listen now, in the plural. If he referred to himself in the singular, it would say, in the beginning, El. God created the heavens and the earth. But it doesn't say El, it says Elohim. In the beginning, Elohim, God's plural, created the heavens and the earth. Now, we know there's only one God. In fact, the greatest declaration of Israel is Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu. That's related to this word Elohim. It means our God. Eloheinu means our God. Elohim, God plural. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. What that means is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, Eloheinu, our God, the Lord is one. So once again, we're affirming the oneness of God. So if God is one, if there's only one God, why then does the scripture say here, in the beginning, Elohim, God, plural, created the heavens and the earth? And the reason is, beloved ones, is because of the multiplicity of the nature of God. Within God, there is relationship. God is multidimensional. He's manifested himself as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He's one, and yet he's multidimensional. For example, that when the Lord created man, he created man, we read here in the first chapter, the 27th verse, that he created man, male and female. He created he them in his own image. So within God, God is both male and female. We know in the scriptures that he's referred to as he, the father part of God, the masculine part of God, but God also has feminine attributes. Once again, verse 27, God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him male and female. And so the female nature is also part of God's nature. The point is that within God, there's a multi-dimensional aspect. He's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so we read here in the first verse, in the beginning, Elohim, God plural. And the reason he's referred to in the plural is because of the relationship that exists within him between the different parts of his nature. Let me say that again. The reason God is referred to in the plural in verse number 1 of the first verse of our Bible, in the beginning God, Elohim, created the heavens and the earth, the reason that he's referred to in the plural is because of the fact that the plural reflects the multidimensional nature of his person. That within him, there's a multidimensional element, that there are different parts of him all contained in his oneness. If you look with me for a second, in the 26th verse of this same chapter, Elohim, once again, God plural, Elohim, then God said, listen, let us, why does he use the word us? Focus on the word us. Then God said, let us, why did God say us? Who is he talking to? You see, us speaks of what? Relationship, and it's plural. It's you and me, right? God said, let us make man in our image. Once again, the word our speaks of more than one. There's only one God, but within the Godhead, within God, there's a multi-dimensional projection and essence of His person, that there's relationship within Him, that the Father's relating to the Son who's in His bosom, that there's a male and female aspect of God that's all contained in the Godhead. God's one, but once again, a multi-dimensional nature to His person. And so God said, let us, plural, make man in our, plural, image. Now, I know this is a lot to grasp, but be aware I'm sticking accurately to the biblical text here. You're asking yourself, this is like, does it make sense? How can God be one and yet be multi-dimensional? How can God be one and yet He's manifested Himself as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? How can God be one, and yet He's got both male and female aspects that are in relationship within Him? Beloved, it's beyond comprehension, because God is Spirit. And God said, my thoughts are above your thoughts, and my ways are above your ways, even as the heavens are higher than the earth. Don't expect to understand this. Let me ask you this question, church, to put it in perspective. Can you understand how God has always been? We can only ask the question, well, where did He come from? We can't comprehend how He's always been. We function through the laws of cause and effect. We think, but how did He get here? Where did He come from? But you see, God is beyond our ability to fully know, because He's Spirit, and He's so far above us, beloved ones, that we'll never fully grasp Him, and that's what makes it so exciting, and that's what puts you and I in awe of Him.
You're listening to Discovering the Jewish Jesus, and our Bible teacher is Rabbi Schneider. Today's message was titled, Where Did God Come From? And you can hear it again or share it with a friend by visiting us online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. You know, Rabbi said there's always more that we can be learning about our Father. And that's why this program is so important. Rabbi has such a heart and passion for connecting the Old and the New Testaments together, along with sharing the deeper meanings of the Hebrew text. And when you come alongside this ministry, you help us share these insightful truths with people who are looking for a breakthrough and to go to the next level in their relationship with the Lord. We are reaching people in nearly 200 nations all around the world, and that's all due to your faithful and your consistent partnership with this ministry. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, here is Rabbi once again.
In 1 Chronicles and 2 Samuel, David said, "The Lord has given me breakthrough like the breakthrough of waters." Breakthrough is a power that goes forth from our life, or we see in our circumstances in which we're able to move forward successfully. Breakthrough in the personal realm happens when we experience what I'm calling an expansion of the Spirit. You see, Jesus has purchased peace for us in the Spirit. He said, if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. But many of us are not living experientially in that freedom. So breakthrough brings us into a greater occupation of our inheritance of freedom. So breakthrough can happen personally in the Spirit, in our emotions, in our mind, and it can also happen circumstantially when the Lord opens a door for us to move forward into a greater place of success or freedom or abundance. There's an anointing on my life and on this ministry for breakthrough. And the Lord gives anointings so that they could be spread and transferable to others. So by being connected to this ministry, you also will experience greater breakthrough in your own life. And so as I reach out to you today,
I'm inviting you and asking you to come closer to us and to partner with the Lord by becoming part of the Discovering the Jewish Jesus community. When I'm saying partnering with the Lord through Discovering the Jewish Jesus, I'm talking about consistently absorbing the teaching so that you can be blessed by this ministry, that it will extend your walk with God in the earth and personally. And I'm also talking about honoring the anointing on the ministry by financially partnering with us. See, I believe that the anointing that we honor is the anointing that we receive from. So I want to thank you in advance for your love and for your support. And now I just want to pray for you. Father God, for every one of these dear ones that you love so much that's listening right now, that they would come into greater peace and a greater knowledge of you through the Son of God, the Lord Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah.
To support this ministry with a gift of any amount, visit us online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com or give us a call. One of our team members will be happy to talk with you when you call us at 800-777-7835. You can also partner with us by text. Just type the keyword rabbi to the number 45777. Thank you so much for valuing Rabbi's teaching and wanting to see this ministry thrive so that more people can understand their identity in Jesus right now and in the years to come. When you give to this ministry, we'll say thank you by sending you a monthly teaching CD or audio download, along with a copy of our latest newsletter that's designed to speak truth, faith, and revelation into your life. And right now, we have a special treat for you. Rabbi's wife, Cynthia, is here to share a special word with us. I know you're gonna be blessed.
Shalom, it's Cynthia. I wanna share another testimony with you that has another good word for us. In this testimony, a woman was seeking the Lord to make sure that she was listening to prophets that were giving her good fruit, giving her the word of God. So in this testimony, as she was seeking, she said, "I thought about how I feel when I watch Rabbi as he's teaching the scriptures." Well, she said, "It's not always a great feeling because I get convicted of sin in such a gentle way, but convicted nonetheless. Just like Jesus showed himself in the Bible, loving, kind, but never compromising in his commission or his commandments to us. I truly love that about Rabbi. He does not excuse sin in our lives. He does not condemn us. He does not use the Bible to beat donations out of us. He just teaches the Bible and helps us to learn if we are willing to open our hearts to the Holy Spirit and be obedient to the Word, walking in the light with our Lord and Savior Jesus." What a good testimony. You know, sometimes we're listening to Rabbi and it doesn't always feel good, does it? There's some words that are harsh words, but the Holy Spirit is so gentle. He's so loving. He's wooing. He wants to woo us into the better thing. So I pray, Father God blesses you as you continue to watch Discovering the Jewish Jesus today.
Thank you, Cynthia. Well, that's all the time we have for today. So let's turn our attention right now to Rabbi Schneider with the Aaronic blessing.
The Aaronic blessing in the book of Numbers, chapter 6, is not a blessing that comes from an impersonal being out there somewhere in the heavens. This special blessing comes from a person, Yahweh, God Almighty, our Creator and Maker. So receive God's blessing into your life right now.
Yavarech Yahweh Vayishmarecha Yair Yahweh Panav Elecha Vihunecha Yisa Yahweh Panav Elecha Ve'asem lecha shalom.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you.
The Lord lift you up with his countenance, and the Lord give you, beloved one, his peace. God bless you, and shalom.
Discovering the Jewish Jesus is a production of Shalom Ministries, and I'm Dustin Roberts. Join us again when Rabbi Schneider explains the mysteries of creation. We'll learn how to distinguish light from darkness Wednesday on Discovering the Jewish Jesus.